Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir and Tzvas Emes for the old Parsha app and Mirtz Hashem beginning a new year of our Lima together, the Torah of the Tzvas Emes, the Imri Emes, the Pnei Menachem, the Beis Yisrael, the Lev Simcha, and all the Gerer Rebbes. And Mirtz Hashem will begin by discussing a very fundamental idea brought in the Tzvas Emes in the year Tuf Resh Nun. Tzvas Emes has a very simple question. We know it's brought in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's brought already from the Arizal, that the reason why the Rabbanu Shem gave humanity, gave every single one of us bechira, the ability to be able to choose between good and evil, was in order to ensure that the reward that we get, the toiv, the good that Hashem wants to give us, is something that we deserve. The Yerushalmi has a lashon, the man da achel de lav delay, bahas lestakule bay, somebody who eats that which is not theirs, that which they haven't worked to deserve and haven't worked to earn. They're embarrassed. A person takes a hand, that a person takes something for free without working for it, there's a certain sense of shame and embarrassment that comes along with it. And therefore, what Hashem in His great kindness and wisdom did is Hashem gave every single one of us bechira, the ability to choose between good and evil. And by choosing good, we therefore deserve, so to speak, the good that Hashem gives us, the hatava that Hashem gives us, the schar that we get, and therefore we're not embarrassed to receive that schar, we're not embarrassed to receive that word. On the contrary, we can walk in to Olam Haba, we can walk into Shemayim and say, we have worked throughout our lives in choosing good over evil, and therefore we feel like we deserve, and we're not embarrassed to receive the Olam Haba, the reward that's waiting for us in the next world. Ask the Tzvas Emes a very simple question, and it's a question which is dealt with by many of the commentaries. Tzvas Emes asks the following. In Gan Eden, before Adam Rishon did the Chet, he was getting all the good in the world. Adam Rishon had the Malachim serving him food. He was eating the greatest food. He had the greatest level of connection to the Rabbanu Shem without working at all for it. Adam Rishon was placed, was born, was created in Gan Eden, and already reached the greatest levels of connection to Hashem. He was able to see from one side of the world to the other. He was able to be close to the Rabbanu Shem, speak to Hashem personally, and he had done nothing to deserve that which he got. Why wasn't that a part of the basic breakdown of what we need in order to be able to deserve and to be able to appreciate that which we get? Here, Adam Rishon is getting everything for free without working. What was Hashem's plan for Adam Rishon? Why didn't Hashem make Adam Rishon need to work in order to deserve being in Gan Eden, having that level of closeness to Hashem? Why was Adam Rishon handed everything in a silver platter? Where was Adam Rishon's embarrassment and shame in receiving free food and free bread from the Rabbanu Shalom? Says the Tzvas Emes that there's a big difference when one receives a present and a handout from a stranger on the street, and when one receives a present from somebody that they're very close with, that they're intimately related to. When a person receives a handout from somebody on the street, a person standing on the street waiting for food, a person receives money from a charity organization, there's an embarrassment, there's a shame that comes along with that. When a person receives a present from a parent, from a sibling, from a husband giving something to his wife, a wife giving something to the husband, there is no shame. Why is there no shame? Why does a wife not feel shame every time she gets an anniversary present, every time she gets a birthday present? Where's the shame in the fact that she's getting something which she hasn't worked for? Says the Tzvas Emes, when two people are connected or intimately connected, they become as one. And therefore, there's no longer me giving to you, you giving to me. We're not two independent parties that there's a sense of shame and embarrassment in receiving from the other person. There's an achdus, there's a unity that comes along with a marriage, with parents and children, that allows them to give each other presents without any embarrassment and without any shame. Says the Tzvas Emes, before Adam Rishon did the Chet, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was an achdus, there was a unity between humanity, between Adam Rishon and the Rabbanu Shem, to the extent that there was no shame, there was no embarrassment in Adam Rishon getting things for free from Hashem. He was able to receive and receive and receive, and there was no Hashem giving to him. He had a level of unity, of being one with Hashem, that there was no shame, there was no embarrassment in receiving from somebody outside of him who is giving him something in return. Says the Tzvas Emes, once Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and once he separated himself from the Rabbanu Shem, and he started to follow his own desires, and started to follow the Yetzer Hara's directions as opposed to Hashem's directions, he separated himself. He cut himself off, and there was no longer that sense of unity, that sense of oneness with Hashem, and therefore there was embarrassment. And that's why we find that Adam and Chava, as soon as they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they run and they hide, they're ashamed, they're embarrassed, because suddenly they look around at all of the gifts that they had received from Hashem. They look around at Gan Eden. They look around at the great hatava, the great goodness that Hashem had been giving them. And they realize, wait a second, Hashem is giving us something that we haven't worked for at all. Hashem is giving us a free present, something that we did nothing to deserve. And there's a deep sense of shame and embarrassment that Adam and Chavan feel. And therefore, we need to now work through the world of Bechira, through having the Yetzer Hara put inside of us. We need to work on constantly choosing good over evil in order to get back to that place of Gan Eden when we deserve it, as opposed to getting it for free. Says the Sfas Emes, and this is how he ends off this piece, that it's so important for us to remember these words of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that the Gemara tells us that about Shabbos, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Matana Toive Yeshli Bebeis Genazoi V'Shabbos Shemoi Leich V'Hidiyam. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a great present inside of my storehouses, and it's called Shabbos. Go and tell the Jewish people about this present of mine called Shabbos. Ask the Sfas Emes, a present? Hashem can't give us a present. Getting something for free, getting Shabbos as a handout from Hashem, would lead us to feel a sense of shame and embarrassment. Here we are, we haven't done anything to deserve Shabbos. It's a matana toiva, it's a present that Hashem's giving us without us doing anything to deserve it. How can Hashem give us a matana toiva without us working for it? Why is there no bread of shame in getting Shabbos as a matana, as a present for free? Says the Sfas Emes, because every single Shabbos, every single Jew is able to connect to that world called Adam Arishin Kaidam Achet. Every Jew can get to that place of Adam Arishin before he sinned, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. We reach the level of unity through the Neshama Yisera, of feeling totally in touch and totally together with Hashem, that there's no shame, there's no embarrassment. It's a husband and wife relationship. We can get a present from Hashem without being embarrassed, without feeling ashamed, without feeling that we haven't done anything to deserve it, because we feel like we're in this relationship together. We get to the level of achdus, of unity with Hashem, where it's us and Hashem together. Every single Shabbos, a Yid is able to get to that place of Beinu, Beini, Uvein B'nei Yisrael, to become one with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, to feel that his neshama more than his guf, to feel his Yetzer Tov more than his Yetzer Ra, to feel the desire, Tzeneinu Lasis Ritzoincha, in the deepest way, that there's no shame and embarrassment in getting presents from Hashem on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we become one with the Rabbanu Shel Kaviyachal. Says this Sfas Emes, that's why the Gemara uses the word matana toiva. It doesn't say a present. It's a matana toiva. It's a good present, because it's a present which carries no shame and no embarrassment with it. It's a present where we don't feel like we're a stranger accepting a handout on the street, accepting a handout from a charity organization to allow us to put bread on the table. Here we are in an intimate relationship between us and Hashem, husband and wife, connected deeply and intimately. And therefore, we're able to receive a matana, and it's matana toiva. It's a matana which comes with no shame and no embarrassment. And every single Shabbos, every Jew has the ability to feel that level of connection, that level of deep-rooted connection and oneness and unity with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Hashem should help us that as we enter in the Parshas Bereishis, the first Shabbos in the Sedras, we should be able to feel that feeling of unity, feel that feeling of closeness to Hashem, when there's no embarrassment, there's no shame. We're able to take things for free from Hashem. We're able to recognize that a husband giving to his wife, there is no shame, and we have no shame receiving things from Hashem. Hashem should help us feel that feeling, feel the unity, feel our neshama, feel the ability to be able to choose good constantly on Shabbos, and the Mirtz Hashem be able to take that feeling with us throughout the week. Have an amazing Shabbos.